The only restrictions would be placed upon the National Guard and their ability to expand the current facilities, expand parking, or do any major upgrades to the property. That wouldn't be allowed.
And they have to use it within 3 years.
Within 3 years.
Right.
Okay. And one thing I don't know if I mentioned is that the properties aren't slated for closure until the year 2011. Mm-hmm. And so there'd be a lot of time for ramping up for the transfer.
Other questions? Thank you, folks. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
We have five people signed up. Their first three are Richard L. Meyer, Mickey Ryan, and Mike Caldwell. Please come up.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 3 minutes.
My name is Richard L. Meyer, and I am the citizen activist leading the effort to support the Oregon National Guard's request to own and occupy the Scharf Army Reserve Center. And I'm here today to basically thank all of those folks who have lent their support over the last year and a half or so for supporting the Oregon National Guard. First, I'd like to thank Commissioners Leonard and Adams and Saltzman for their previous commitments to publicly support this effort. I think that was a fine thing to do, and I know the people in my community appreciated your efforts some time ago to step forward and support the National Guard. I'd also like to thank the North Portland Business Association that stepped forward and was an early supporter of this effort under the direction of Steve Ware, who was their former chair. Gerald Caldwell, who was the commander of the St. John's American Legion post, also deserves credit. That post was very supportive of the National Guard. The Interstate Corridor Urban Renewal Area Advisory Committee, although they didn't specifically support the National Guard piece, they did send a letter to the Portland Development Commission stating that the Portsmouth neighborhood was overloaded with public housing clients and that a cap of 15% should be imposed upon any future spending there. And I'm sure that had an influence, and we appreciate their efforts. I'd like to thank the Review newspaper and the Portland Sentinel, both which often published my reports and my views in support of the Oregon National Guard, and I want to thank both of them. John Frohnmeyer, a candidate for the United States Senate, was the only candidate to come to North Portland and listen to our community's interest in supporting the Oregon National Guard, and John spoke forcefully and wrote a letter to the governor in support of the Oregon National Guard. Mike Fahey, who was a former representative from North Portland, currently a candidate for city council, was very supportive and had conversations with Dan Saltzman. John Branham, also a candidate for city council, came forward early on and was supportive. Earl Blumenauer, our congressman, came forward and was very supportive. And finally, Peter Tenneau and John Nickel and many other citizens in North Portland who wrote both to the mayor and the governor in support of this effort. I think that the Oregon National Guard, the Portsmouth neighborhood, the Kenton neighborhood, and the city of Portland all turn out to be winners here, and I want to express my appreciation to them and to those of you who have already committed your support. Thank you very much.
Mayor and commissioners, my name is Mickey Ryan, and I've submitted written testimony in opposition to the approval that I emailed to your offices yesterday. I'm going to summarize that. I haven't seen the homeless assistance plan, and I have concerns. I don't know that it's a public document, and I have concerns about approval of this before that is completed. Based on the master reuse plan, I believe there are the following flaws in the process as well as a recommendation. I don't believe that PDC engaged the broad community in the way that the statute required. Mailings were done to a very limited neighborhood of a quarter mile of the project, and the statute defines the community of interest as the city of Portland. This not only violates the statute, but encouraged NIMBYism, which we're finding is inevitable in Portland, apparently. There's no evidence in the plan, again, because I haven't seen the homeless outreach plan, that the outreach and consultation with representatives of the homeless was done. And I've attached to my testimony a recent Portland Tribune story that, again, shows the high cost we have of lack of permanent, affordable, supportive housing for many of our public services. There's no documentation in the plan as to the statement about the high proportion of subsidized housing in the neighborhood. This appears to be a core reason for the plan's rejection, and I think that there needs to be that documentation before the basis of their rejection can be made. Another reason is the rezoning. The property's single-family residentially zoned now. It was created in its present use before it was part of the city of Portland. The use is most appropriate for the property as residential. Most compliance with all city policies would be higher density residential than is currently there. The plan also does not lay out the evaluation and balancing done to reach the conclusion that it does. And it shows in the result. There's no explanation of why the National Guard transfer was rejected by the Department of Defense and now is being recommended by the city. We are really balancing the city's opportunity to obtain 5 acres of free land in prime location for residential property. It would help us reach our goals around homelessness, affordable housing, and land use density of housing. And instead, we're allowing the National Guard the opportunity to purchase the land that's not an appropriate use for the location. We're rejecting what amounts to millions of dollars in federal money, and the Guard is going to have to pay for that anyway. So I ask the council to reject the plan and the recommendation. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council, I'm Brigadier General Mike Caldwell. I'm the Deputy Director of the Oregon Military Department, and we are here today to urge your concurrence with the PDC report and probably some of the questions that I'm surprised haven't been answered at this point, but maybe I can shed some light on it from previous testimony. One of the primary reasons that we did not get into the DOD process was that we attempted to do so. We've done that in the past with other federal properties. Our lawyers and the Department of Defense lawyers disagreed on that because of the Congressional Act or words language in BRAC, in the BRAC law. So they recommended that the best process without getting into further long debates and expensive litigation or lawyer costs was to go through this process, which we did. We've received other properties in the past over the through that process where we would step up because we're both state and federal. However, we're primarily a state agency based on the Constitution of the U.S. in this state and work for the governor. We believe that at the end of the day, as we look at our long-range plans for Portland, or perhaps short-range would be a better term, in the next 4 to 5 years, we're engaged with the Port of Portland right now in the master planning of the port where we currently have an air base, and we have 2 armories that sit on that site. One of those armories is clearly not in the plan, in the long-term plan. It's one of our older facilities, like most of them are. They're 50 years older plus. That armory needs to be replaced. Current cost of replacement of an armory is somewhere between $12 and $16 million. That money comes from state and federal coffers in order to replace those facilities. This facility, as you just heard in testimony from the PDC, was recently remodeled at $6 million cost. It fits our needs. It's a turnkey operation for us. And it will save the taxpayers by the time we get to that stage in 2012 or 14. It would save the taxpayers somewhere between $15 and $20 million is my estimate. So aside from all the other issues that I know you're familiar with and aware of, and I certainly appreciate those issues, I think from a point of view from good business standpoint, this is good business for the state. It's good business for the city of Portland. I live about half a mile from that armory, and I can tell you that Scharf facility, and I can tell you without any doubt that I think that our presence there will be welcomed by the local residents. We intend to do serious outreach. We will probably establish our drug reduction program in that area, which we currently run statewide, but we think we'll house it there. We have a youth challenge program that we currently run in Central Oregon that will have an outreach office there as well. I just read in this morning's paper that over 8,000 High school students dropped out of high school last year in the state of Oregon. That's what our program does. We take high school dropouts in and put them in high school. So we have those kind of things that we can do that will add great value to the community. We're currently isolated on an island out at the Portland Airport, and we think that we know for a fact that we do better and we have much more success with our community and our organization if we're in constant in the neighborhoods. And that's one of the reasons that we think this is a great opportunity for us, and we think it's a great opportunity for the city of Portland. So with that, I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. No comment?
He's a smart guy.
Keeps me straight.
Okay, was there anybody else signed up to testify?
I have two other people signed up. Your stand? Okay.
Thank you.
Just one more then. Kristen Orr.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Kristen Orr. I'm with the Office of Economic Adjustment, which is a Department of Defense field activity, and my piece is very short. I am the project manager for the site on the DOD half, not the half that has any approval authority over the redevelopment plan. However, we help the LRAs, PDC in this case, to conduct the process, the outreach, et cetera. And as far as I've been informed and have observed, they have followed their statutorily required process. So I just wanted to assert that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At all?
Yes.
Okay, it's a report. I need a motion to accept.
Second.
Please call a vote.
Adams?
I think this is really good news for North Portland. Thank you. Aye.
Leonard?
It is. I met with Mike early on and discussed this. I'm very excited about the services that he and his organization provide, and I think it's going to be a great addition, and they're going to be great neighbors. Happy to support it. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I've never seen a more baffling process for disposal of a DOD surplus property, but nevertheless, it sounds like we're making progress through that and jumping hurdles, and I think this is the way to go. We should try to get this property in the hands of the Oregon Military Department. Aye.
Potter.
Thanks, PDC, and thank you to the Oregon National Guard for all you do for our communities. Aye. Please read item 469.
Assess benefited properties for improvements in the Portland Streetcar Gibbs Extension Local Improvement District.
Vicki, if you'd come forward. This is the final assessment ordinance. It's the last step for the Portland Streetcar Gibbs Extension, which runs through the heart of South Waterfront District. It's already been constructed. LIDs are actually assessed at the end of projects. This ordinance assesses a fee of $1.9 million, divided among local property owners in the LID district. The LID roughly borders the west of Southwest McAdam, north on Southwest Sheridan, east on the Willamette River, and south on Southwest Abernathy. The council passed the proposed creation of this LID on December 8, 2004. The Gibbs Street Extension project was completed on budget at $15 million on September 15th, 2005.
That is basically the story. We received no remonstrances to the final assessment for the local improvement district. Those were due last week, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
Questions?
Good job.
Did anyone sign up to testify in this matter?
No one signed up.
I don't see here anybody ask the question, so it's a non-emergency. It moves to a second reading. Please read item 470.
Authorize a grant to the North by Northeast Community Health Center to support expansion of waiting room facilities.
Mr. Leonard?
Thank you, Mayor Potter and Council. This is a more of a pro forma approval. We authorized these dollars for North by Northeast Medical Clinic in the fall bump. To remind you, North by Northeast provides free health care for low-income residents in North and Northeast Portland. And I was approached some time back because the waiting facility, as you can imagine, is always overflowing out into the street, and a number of the clients waiting for free medical care end up standing in the elements. So this really modest $35,000 allows them to extend a waiting room and cover an area outside so people are out of the elements. Thank you.
Questions? Do we have anybody?
So this was authorized in the fall bump.
Okay. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
Yes, we have one person, Veronica Bernier.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Mayor Potter.
Go ahead and have a seat.
Sam Addison, Granny Leonard. Nice to see you. Always good to see you.
Please state your name for the record.
Yes, I'm Veronica Bernier, and I'm from Portland State University, alumni from the class of 2005. I just want to welcome you all, and also to say that I do support this expansion of the waiting room facilities to the tune of about 30,000. I would increase it to 50,000. I want to increase everything for health
Second.
Right now. Sold. Bingo. The price is right. Really. I just wanted to say something sincerely. We are pro-health. And this is National Public Health Awareness Week, April 7th through the 11th. It's a national program. And so we would support it unilaterally. We're for anything that's about health. And we just want to let those nurses know that we support them, too. And also all the support personnel that work together for the clinic, we would support them also, because it's sometimes the little guy that does it for the patient coming in. You know, sometimes it's the first person they see in the clinic that makes that connection, that makes it more positive and pro-healthy. So we've got 100% from Public Health PSU. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
That's it?
That's all.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 471.
Authorize a grant to Outside In to support a second Virginia Woolf dog daycare and job training center aimed at homeless youth.
Mr. Leonard?
And again, this was authorized in the fall bump, but just to remind you, it is to support the Virginia Woolf daycare program, which, if you're not familiar with, is really one of the best programs for youth, generally homeless youth, and within that umbrella, troubled homeless youth, who we find when they are working with animals, oftentimes recover a lot, at least to the level where they begin being able to address some of the issues that they've had, unfortunately, in their young lives. So I've visited this program and entirely impressed, and it's actually to help them relocate to the facility right across from the convention center. Whether it be partnering with another animal daycare dog rescue operation. So, we've approved this previously, and this is just more of a technical authorization.
Technically, this is a city-funded hotel for the convention center for dogs.
In a manner of speaking, Mayor, you're voting for a convention center hotel for dogs.
I never thought I would, but...
Appreciate you reconsidering your prior position for this worthy program.
Anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 472.
Authorized contract with Marina and Company, LLC, in the amount of $130,000 to provide residential solid waste and recycling rate review services.
Mayor, I'd like to have this returned to my office.
Any objections? Okay. Please read item 473.
Authorize license agreement with the Portland Classical Chinese Garden to operate and manage the Classical Chinese Garden.
Second reading, call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 474.
Authorized license agreement with the Leech Garden Friends to operate and manage the Leech Botanical Garden.
Second reading, call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 475.
Authorized license agreement with the Pittick Mansion Society to operate and manage the Pittick Mansion.
Second reading, call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 476.
authorize release and satisfaction of agreement to release the City of Portland, Portland Development Commission, and the Portland Classical Chinese Garden from obligations of a previous management agreement for the Classical Chinese Garden.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Adjourned until next week.
Nice.
Dan, do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Good.
Nice.
Good.
She's very excited.
Yeah,
and
she
I've already
is.
Gone out and plotted the area where we actually assigned a guy today to go out and talk to the residents of two homes and ask them for that voluntary help. So,
how much space would that be then out of that? Is that what you penciled off?
It is. It is. It's
so it's just slightly south of Bush Street?
Yes, exactly. And would give us room to punch in a road and give